There's a strange kind of glow and a silly little grin. Well, think nothing of it.
Think nothing of it.
I'm just in love and I love it. I'm just in love. Just in love. If you should catch me laughing on a rainy day, catching raindrops on the tip of my tongue like a little child at play, well, think nothing of it. I'm just in love and I love it. I'm just in love and I love it. I'm just in love and I love it. just in love.
Ba 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 ba.
Well, think nothing of it.
Think nothing of it.
'Cause I'm
close up shop and you choke. Time to write a thank you note to dear old dad for the cloak. She's really cute and her hair's a luminescent. If I the urge to smell her, 'cause you know she get the step and best to just observe from across the way. If I was working, you'd be game, dear, you would not pay. I'm nice and I'm sweet and I a shower twice a week. Kids thinking I'ma speak cause I represent the geeks. But I'm really hella cool and I had sex before. So don't fidget with your digits, ain't no texting, whore. I'm falling and I can't get up. Girl, I love you. Yeah, I got a crush, I'm on mushrooms. And I lost my lunch and I don't think I can make it home alone. I stare at my shoes and I look away cause I think you're kinda cute. And I like your face and maybe my embrace. And I'll have to have my boner. You don't wanna do it, daddy. I'm a rebel and a loner. I'm a rap superstar with a mic in my hand. But I can't talk to girls, that's a girl is a fan. But yo, I got a plan, I love it when it comes together. We'll get married and have babies and we'll all wear matching sweaters. Yes, I do her if I knew her, this is how I love computers. She don't need another stalker or intruder to pursue her. She don't need a guy like me whose favorite movie stars are troopers. Why don't you kill me, baby? It's because I am a loser, I'm a winner. Just beginning to roll up my sleeves. Roll up next to me, I can't breathe and I wheeze. Hi, my name is MC, what's yours? That's great, want you in the worst way. This is so our first date. I'm falling and I can't get up. Girl, I love you, yeah, I got a crush, I'm on mushrooms, and I lost my lunch, and I don't think I can make it home alone.
Tell him to chuckle up, DJ Kratovan.
Chuckle up, because my dad told you to.
That's right. I told you to chuckle up. You're listening.
My dad told me to tell you to chuckle up.
Because you're listening to
WFMU Sheena's Jungle Room with
Barno.
And DJ Kratoven, that's me.
On the Cheek and Tongues radio show. And this episode is titled Sid and John. Do you know why we titled this one Sid and John?
Because we like to dox people and use their legal first names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So who is this Sid and John?
Two bozos. I don't even know. Who?
Yeah, Sydney is my daughter.
And not my big sis.
No, my daughter. Yeah, and she and John got engaged over the weekend. So we had a little party yesterday and thought it would be fun to dedicate today's show.
Celebrate.
So we're doing that with some love songs, including the Violent Femmes with Dating Days, MC Chris with Fallen, and we started that set with Ween and Don't Laugh.
I love you.
In parentheses. Yeah, so big shout out to Sid and John.
Yes, the happy couple. Yeah. Lots of big smiles all around.
Lots of big smiles. Yeah, so let's keep the tunes rolling, unless you wanted to add something else in here.
No, I'm just surprised that you didn't play Nerd Girl.
Oh, I think that's coming up later. All right, up next is one of the tracks that DJ Kratoven is curated for. My daughter, who's engaged. She has a fiancé.
All music and words are all written, sung, recorded, played, and copyrighted by me and in Washington, D.C. And my copyrighted trademark stage band name, Mr. Paul Super Apple, copyrighted too in Washington, D.C. Trademark.
All music and words written and recorded, Mr. Paul Joseph Morali, Mr. Paul Super Apple. Apple love. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages around the beautiful country, United States of America, and the whole wide world, please welcome to my world, the Mr. Paul Super Apple with Apple Love. Doctors away, and I'll entertain you too. I'm so good for you. Paul Super Apple, copyright 1988. They all call me Apple Love. Love, Apple Love. Call me Apple Love. Love, Apple Love. All my fans ask me why everyone calls me the Apple Man. Love. I say the day is coming soon, you will understand. All the girls love me. They all call me Apple Love. Love, love, Apple Love. Call me Apple Love. Love, love, Apple Love. They call me Apple Love. Love, love, Apple Love. Just call me Apple Love. And I will take a trip to the moon in the sky, and we'll swing on the stars, and we'll eat and eat and eat mine. They all call me Apple Love. Love, love, Apple Love. Just call me Apple Love. Oh, excuse me, sir. What do you mean by we'll swing and swing? You don't mean swing on star and carry moonbeams home in a jar? And you'll eat, and you eat your what? Shh, you want to find out. just buy my records and have a jolly old time and a spot of tea. They all call me Apple Love. Love, love, Apple Love. Just call me Apple Love. Love, love, Apple Love. Just call me Apple Love. Love, love, Apple Love. Just call me Apple Love.
Takes a week to together. Together, I'm gonna love you dying day. I'm gonna love you till you're old and gray. Death and come and come, what may together.
Baby, 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 now don't you look so blue. I got a surprise for you, darling. Yeah, yeah, you're gonna like it too. Well, your landlord throwed you out 'cause your rent was overdue. So I cleaned out a room and my trailer for you. I done it, baby. It's got a Honda generator and a Sterno stove. Nays a freak out back, darling, where you can take a bath and wash clothes. Well, your Cinderella story is all a coming true, 'cause I cleaned out a room and my trailer for you. It's a home sweet home where we can a drink, baby, be somebody, be ourselves. We can run around naked without any fear. The law knows better than to come out here. I know what happened last time. Gonna pick one. A case of potted liquor and a case of potted meat. And I got some stick candy, darling. Yeah, yeah, in case you want something sweet. You'll forget about that doctor that you was married to, 'cause I cleaned out a room in my trailer for you. That's right, you'll be queen for a day, every day is true. I cleaned out a room in my trailer for you. I hope you like your new home, darling. Would you like for me to carry you over the threshold?
take my patience and test it.
Test it.
Cleopatra, take your time, as you may.
As you may.
My time has been well spent.
Well spent.
I dug cleaned up by Ted.
It's Ted.
You'll like it when you see it someday. I will wait for Cleopatra, for I know my time must come. And I'm getting ready for wherever she'll be at, cause I'm getting stronger now and not so dumb. I'll do yearns for Cleopatra. In the early desert sun. I love Cleopatra. She's still the one.
Still the one.
I love Cleopatra. She's still the one. Still the one.
Today, we can record music as it is, as you hear it. Crisp and clear with every note as bright as the stars in the eyes of the girl you're dancing with.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I'll kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
the pebbles, forgive me, the trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me. I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but you.
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3, DVD, rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
You are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
Squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
But you.
How do you do, fellow kids? You're listening to the Cheek in Tongues radio show. And what did you think about that set, DJ Kratovin?
It's good. I liked it.
I liked it, too. There's so many good bands on there. And we don't play Hamel on Trial enough. Or Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers.
And the Modern Lovers.
Or Super Apple, who I've never heard of before. But that was one of your selections.
Yes, Paul Super Apple.
Yeah.
Yes. So we just listened to Anyone Else But You by the Moldy Peaches. Learning About Love by the Bran Flakes. Abdul and Cleopatra by Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. I Cleaned Out a Room in My Trailer for You by Unknown Hinson. Together by Hamel on Trial. Be My Property by Jo-Jack Talcum. And Apple Love by Paul Super Apple.
Yay!
And what do we have coming up?
Oh, we have a lot of good stuff coming up. You know, I just got to see Jo-Jack Talcum. Like Easter weekend. The weekend before last. It was nice to see him in Philadelphia. The Dead Milkman Show. And just for all of you, you people in Jersey, you should know the Dead Milkmen are doing a show.
What?
Yeah, they're going to play, I think, in Jersey City. How crazy is that? So this show is dedicated to Sydney and John. Sydney is my daughter, and she and John just got engaged this weekend.
Yes. Aw, congrats to the happy couple.
Yeah, do you remember the first time you met my daughter?
Yes, I do, because I have it on video. And I remember the first time I met John, because we were playing a show together. Wow, both of our bands.
Wow, that was a minute ago.
Yes, it was.
What's the name of your band?
I'm in good company here, right?
You are, you are.
Well, it's not like it's a secret or anything over here.
Right.
My band is called Shy Show, and I was in it for 15 years. And that's my story.
That's your story. And you resigned from the band when you were how old?
Oh, I happily retired at 19.
Oh, wow. Wait. Yeah, I guess maybe you were four when you started. Yeah. That's funny. Well, hey, let's keep the show rolling. You were in that band with my daughter, who just got engaged this week.
Yeah.
All right, let's play some more songs. More love songs for Cindy and John.
Thank you. Saturday, I took a walk to Zipperhead. I Nerd girl, I don't deserve you. I don't get the references you refer to. I love your lips, my cousin, you lack a perfume. I hope to get you home by curfew.
Word up!
There's a special kind of girl that goes to my shows. And I don't mean the goopy hoes all along the front row. She's more like a wallflower, like the one that's like her type. I'm a Lexer when I'm with her, cause I think I like her type. She might seem shy and pressing, it's so loud, she's always loving. But the verdict is she's worth it, she a crap, I don't deserve it. She look like Emily's face. Always raving about her face, wanna conquer her like Kang. When he kissed on Cassie Lang, there's no way I can pronounce N-O-G-U even. And I can't refute, cause she's so cute. And so I suck my belly. And X23 and Nelly. And a couple to be kind. She's in my heart and in my mind. And now she's in my rhyme. She's wordy and verbose. Prolific and pro-nerbose. Always sick and has a cold stuff. No, she got a blow. I got many cold remedies. Many old enemies. I got a girl that kicked their ass and cover from serenity. Nerd girl, I don't deserve you. I don't get the references you refer to. I love your lips, smiles, and your lack of perfume. I hope to get you home by curfew. Word up!
Her parents are divorced and there's often daddy issues. Try not to take advantage while I hand her all my tissues. She hits me to the back, she likes I couldn't be more clueless. Every word comes out her mouth, is now on my to-do list. She's romantic, no dependent with anxiety attacks. Literary is so scary, beating Bronte back to back. She playing Ragnarok on her mother's Magnavox. She underneath my skin like a million nanobots. She's like Annie Potts, but she's get my freak on like a Megan. Saves her base right through her face and she will be like Egon. If not now, I know I can wait like Lucas in the Locust. You know this will be close, say I play Perfectus Locust. Your camera's his Chris, cause he helps you distress. While you play Animal Crossing on your Nintendo DS. Baby, we can't be a couple, give up on getting married. I'll remember we connect and how that happens so rarely.
I'm serious, girl. Nerd girl, I don't deserve you. I don't get the references you refer to. I love your lips, smiles, and your lack of perfume. I hope to get you home by curfew. Word up!
Double tap like me. When I'm on the road, you can Skype me. I'll follow if you follow me back. You my Wi-Fi wifey. I know your parents don't like me, and your ex wanna fight me. You can hit me up on Snapchat. You my Wi-Fi wifey. What's up, lil mama? What's good? Follow me back, yeah, I really wish you would. Nick Bean coming straight to your neighborhood. You know I stay fly like a player really should. Oh no. Girl, if you snap me, I'ma snap back. And I stay up on your mind like a snapback. Anything you want, you can have that. Body on fleek, girl, you know that I love that. I'm saving money like Geico. And baby girl got me dancing like Michael. Pockets getting fat, getting me lipo. Really tryna duck, oh no, girl, typo. Do you double tap like me? When I'm on the road, you can Skype me. I'll follow if you follow me back. You my Wi-Fi wifey. I know your parents don't like me, and your ex wanna fight me. You can hit me up on Snapchat. You my Wi-Fi wifey. Girl, keep it on the low. Don't nobody gotta know. You can hit me on Twitter, or hit me on my phone. I see you got your nails done. I see you got your head did. I wanna grow old with you and have some grandkids. I'm saving money like Geico. And baby girl got me dancing like Michael. Pockets getting fat, getting me lipo. Really tryna duck, oh no, girl, typo. Do you double tap like me? When I'm on the road, you can Skype me. I'll follow if you follow me back. You my Wi-Fi wifey. I know your parents don't like me, and your ex wanna fight me. You can hit me up on Snapchat. You my Wi-Fi wifey.
I need a Wi-Fi chick. Give me a Wi-Fi chick. One that's gon' hit me up. One that's gon' like my pics. She got the Wi-Fi phone. Give me a Wi-Fi chick. One that's gon' hit me up. One that's gon' like my pics.
Do you double tap like me? When I'm on the road, you can Skype me. I'll follow if you follow me back. You my Wi-Fi wifey. I know your parents don't like me, and your ex wanna fight me. You can hit me up on Snapchat. You my Wi-Fi wifey.
ba 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 ba. Hey everybody,
now let's keep going. Ba ba
ba ba. It's Brack. Oh, it's Barno.
And
DJ
Cray
Dove.
And
the Cheek and Tongues radio show. And tonight we're celebrating the engagement of Sydney, my beautiful daughter. One of my two beautiful daughters.
Awesome big sis.
And John. Why don't you tell us what we just celebrated with DJ Cray Dove?
We just heard Funnel of Love by Wanda Jackson featuring The Cramps. Before that, we listened to Wi-Fi Wifey by Squad, but it's spelled 5QUAD. So if you're ever looking for that track, that's how you spell the artist's name. Nice. Before that, we heard Nerd Girl by MC Chris. Before that, Punk Rock Girl, The Dead Milkmen. And then I Like Boys song by Judy Tenuta. And then I Love a Musician by this...
A Magician.
Oh, what? Oh.
A Magician.
Meh. Oh. Oh, man.
I Love a Magician.
Yeah.
Some musicians are magicians. Who would you say is a musician that's a magician?
Nathan Fielder in that one episode.
Oh, wow. I what immediately comes to my mind is Les Claypool. Yeah.
I Love a Magician by the Dismemberment Plan. And then we heard before that Pretty Little Girl by All. That was a good pick.
Thanks. I got some deep cuts.
Boys Like You, Glenn Meadmore. Sorry, I can barely see this thing. Was the first song that we listened to this set.
On this set, yeah. Hey, do you remember when Sydney and John's apartment burned down and they moved in with us?
Are we going to discuss this on the air?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Yeah, and do you remember when a bat flew into their room?
Yeah.
And they got rabies shots just to be safe?
Yes.
That was romantic. Getting rabies shots together.
All right, so what are we listening to next?
Well, stick around for Dime Store Radio Theater
with Austin Rich.
And come back and join us next week on the Cheek and Tongues Radio Show. Mm. Hey, JJ Icefish, why don't you take us out of here?
Yes!
Rock into a Headshots production.
It's something about the girl that just makes my head on a twirl. Oh, you got me want to tell all them other girls. There's nothing else better on this world. The moment I seen her, I was in shock. Not
Proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, that rascally raconteur, Richard Diamond, with that singing sensation, Dick Powell himself. In this week's story, the Harry Baker case.
Now, Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
Hello there, this is Diamond. If you happen to wake up some morning and spot something walking in front of your house and it looks like Santa Claus with jaundice, don't turn the hose on him. He's not on fire. He's just wearing the newest thing in men's fashions. They call it the bold look. And it's supposed to be the masculine answer to Dior's new look for women. It's an answer, all right. Like walking up to your best girlfriend and slicing her down the middle with a broadsword. Now, if you haven't seen it yet, just close your eyes and try and picture yourself in the bold look. Imagine walking down Fifth Avenue, very casual, decked out in a new bright purple non-shrinking suit, pastel shirt, yellow maybe, hand-painted tie and argyle socks. Got it? What do you think? Pretty bad. About the only thing I can think of that's more gruesome is that little murder I got mixed up in last week. It started in a house out on Long Island. A guy named Harry Baker was getting involved with his private secretary.
Here are the papers you wanted, Mr. Baker.
Oh, thank you, Connie. What time is Mrs. Baker going shopping?
She didn't say. This afternoon sometime.
Oh, where is she now?
In her room.
Come here, Connie.
Harry, no. Supposing she comes down.
I didn't see you last night. I missed you.
I got hold of the man you wanted. His name's Nat Fox. He wants $500 for the job.
Oh?
Well, what's the matter? That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Connie, I had a lot of time to think last night.
And?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know if this is the thing to do.
You don't know? Oh, Harry, we've gone through this a dozen times, and I won't go through it again. If you haven't got the backbone...
Oh, my dear, you know it's not that.
No, I do not. I'm sick and tired of living this way. Not being able to be seen with you, watching you being pushed around by that old shrew. Oh, I'm not going through the whole thing again.
Please, Connie, can't we wait for a while? My wife's well past 60. Sooner or
later... And in the meantime, you live off the skimpy little allowance she doles out to you. No, Harry, no. I want us to live like two normal people. If you're going to start changing your mind just when it looks like we can have all these things, I'm through.
Now, Connie, wait a minute.
No! If you want me, then you've got to go through with it. Well?
You know I want you. I love you more than anything in the whole world.
Get that old biddy out of the way, or I promise you, you'll never see me again.
All right.
Oh, don't look so worried, darling. Nothing's going to go wrong. I already fixed it with this Nat Fox. You'll be in the department store the same time as your wife. Oh, Harry, think of the wonderful life we can have. All that money's going to be ours. We can go to Europe and live the way we should.
Yes, I don't know. I'm a little worried about this Nat Fox. I'll give him the $500, but if he finds out what happened, he'll be in a good position to blackmail us.
Don't you worry about Mr. Fox. He's my affair. You just leave everything to me.
Well, well, well. Hello, Otis.
What do you want, Diamond?
I thought I'd drop in and see the lieutenant.
Aren't you glad? You want me to make you feel good, or do you want the horrible truth?
The truth, Otis. I'll steel myself.
You turn my stomach.
I couldn't without a bulldozer.
Very funny.
When are you going to go on a diet, Sergeant?
Eh?
You're beginning to look like Dumbo with a goiter. Hello, Walt.
Oh, no. Who's dead this time?
No, don't be silly. I just came down to talk, see how you were.
I don't believe it. Say something without corpse in it.
Your smile is like the first dawn of an Indian summer.
You said Indian.
So what?
If you said it, he's dead.
All right. If that's the way you feel about it, goodbye and good luck.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Stop being an idiot.
That's all right, Walt. I understand.
Well, now, come back here. You know very well I'm glad to see you.
And you think just because I come down to see you, I've gotten mixed up in some kind of a murder? Oh, a fine friend.
Now, you stop acting like that. You're a worse ham than Otis.
That did it. I'll never send you a good dead body again.
Is that a promise?
Is what a promise?
That you'll never send me a good dead body again.
Oh, want me to break the law, huh? Hold out police evidence.
Of course not. You know I was only kidding.
Just like the police force, making fun of a corpse.
I have never made fun of a corpse.
So that's what's the matter.
What?
Too serious. That's what's ruining your stomach.
Oh, now stop that. You know what's wrong with my stomach. I've been working too hard, that's all.
So the next time I find a corpse, you'll want to take a vacation. This precinct is more corrupt than I thought.
What do you mean, corrupt?
Just what I said. I find you a corpse and you won't even look at it. You want to go on a vacation.
I don't want to go on a vacation. I'll look at the corpse.
What corpse?
The one you wanted me to look at.
There you go, acting like I've gotten mixed up in another killing. Trying to make it look like the corpse is mine.
What?
Well, it's not my corpse.
It isn't?
No.
Well, whose is it? Well,
you know. You tried to frame me with it.
I did not. Don't you try to shove that body off on me. Yeah, what is it?
Oh, hello, Helen.
It's for you, Rick.
Thanks. Hi, baby. Hold it a minute. Walt, you better do something about that body.
Hmm? Oh, yeah.